Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show with your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341.
All right, folks, welcome back to another show, Real Estate Realities. I tell you what, beautiful weather here in Colorado Springs. You cannot complain, but we're going to get down in the trenches. That's right, folks. The title of today's show is Are You Buying Right? And it's so important. You make your money on the buy in real estate. You don't make it when you sell. You make it on the buy. You got to buy right. And that's what we're talking about on today's show, to protect your asset, okay? We always do the good, the bad. We're going to go over the good first because I love it. Powell came out, chairman of the Fed, says no rate hike through 2022. I mean, that's unbelievable. They're just such a wide window to borrow money at such a cheap rate. You can get rates down at 2.75 right now, and that is just a steal. Historically, mortgage interest rates over the last 40 years have been sitting at 8%. So 2.75 makes money very cheap. You, the radio listener, need to make sure you take advantage of that. If you have questions about interest rates, call me at 232-1063. I can have that conversation. That's 232-1063. And, of course, we always have to get into the bad. There are always some bad. And May, I tell you what, the sales and use tax is down 13%, and the city is starting to cut employees. It's sad to say, but they have to do it. They used $3 million in reserves last month, and I told you this would be coming. We talked about it on the show. The sales and use tax is going to be depleted. And what does that lead to? City employees having to be cut back. They're like a business, too. They got to go lean and mean. Okay, now a little disappointed in the city council being so restricted over these additional dwelling units and forcing permits and distance requirements. They're becoming just like Manitou with these short-term rentals. And I said it, that's why I said I do not help anybody purchase properties off short-term rental rates, because eventually the government's just going to come in and squash the whole thing. It's sad to see Colorado Springs jumping on that bandwagon, because they're infringing on your personal property rights and just... yeah, not good. Not good for the consumer at all. But they approved 151 new homes planned for Flying Horse. I tell you what, the neighbors weren't too happy about that because of the infrastructure up there, the lack of it, and the issues with traffic already. But they pushed that through. And I'll tell you what, a lot of the developers up there working on that project have donated some good money to the city council folks who've run for those positions. So I'm not surprised it got passed, just like Springs Ranch got passed easily. I'm not knocking the projects, but look at them. There is really no kickback at all. As far as, you know, city council goes, these things seem to get approved pretty easily. So hold your elected officials responsible and tell them, do not infringe on my personal property rights, because it's going to hurt your value. It's going to hurt your value big time, okay, folks? You're listening to Real Estate Realities, Justin Hermes. We're going to get into the meat of the show, and that is, are you buying right in the real estate market here in Colorado Springs? If you have questions, feel free to call me at 232-1063. That's 232-1063. You're listening to Real Estate Realities on KRDO News Radio. Right. Stick around as we head into our second segment. Right.
Uh-huh, yeah. No, you ain't never told a lie. You ain't told a lie. Yeah.
P-I-T-A-D-S. We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
All right, folks, welcome back. Justin Hermes here, talking to you about real estate. That's right, in the KRDO News Studio over on 8th Street. After this, I might go get me some of them Sonic waters, that ocean water. That stuff is fantastic. Maybe a corn dog. I'm feeling good. And you know what? That's because we're talking about buying right, folks. And Sonic's a good buy. The corn dog special and the ocean water, I mean, you can't beat it. And we're doing the corn dog ocean water experience in real estate for people. So come on down, call me. You got to get on the winning team, and I'm going to help you invest. I'm going to help you retire right. I'm going to help you create passive income. You can't do it, though, if you don't want to put in the hard work. And it starts with a phone call. It starts sitting down, having a talk, making that game plan. I've helped a lot of people get in position to retire. And I'll tell you right now, if you do the hard work and you follow the steps, it's pretty unbelievable what you can do. I've helped Wayne. I've helped Jason. I've helped Marty. I'm helping Clara right now. I'm helping a lot of investors. David, we met him about 3 months ago, and he's now got enough money saved. We're going to go out and get him his first investment property, and we're creating financial freedom. And so I look at you and go, why not you? Why not you? And I'm going to just be blunt. It's because you're scared, and you have fear, and you don't think you can do it. And that is what makes it possible for other people, because we'd all be homeowners, we'd all be landlords if it was easy. But you need to dig down deep, give me a call, and let's start changing the way you're living your life. 719-232-1063. So let's start talking post-coronavirus. What's going to be the outcomes here in the real estate market? Okay, this goes into buying, right? Because you need to look at these things I'm talking about and invest in these areas. Okay, big cities are going to take a hit. Listen to that. Big cities are going to take a hit. Your Chicago's, your Washington, D.C.'s, your New York City's. Yes, Denver, that is included in a big city, will take a hit. And it's going to happen here soon, the next 3 to 4 months. They're going to see a rollback. And big cities are going to suffer for a long time. I think they've lost their pizzazz. And as you get the millennials who are now getting into marriage and moving along with life, the nightlife isn't important, and the big cities are just, they're going to suffer. But more so, they're going to suffer because people want elbow room. What happened from this pandemic? Big cities got hit hard and quarantine extremely tough in a place like New York City or Chicago. So more people are going to move to the suburbs because of that. Okay, here's the stats. 46% of city dwellers are considering a move compared to 21% who are in the suburbs right now. Okay, there's the facts. People want to get out of the cities and they want to get into the suburbs. And you know what else makes it easy? We're going virtual. A ton of companies say, we don't need you in anymore. Don't worry about commuting. Or if you are going to commute, you only have to commute 2 days out of the week. And what does that open up for the homeowner? It opens up the ability to move out to the suburbs, get a little bit more elbow room, and not rely on city living. So city values will take a hit. Stay out of them. Okay? Stay out of investing in cities. Colorado Springs is a little different because we're not as big, but you just have to make sure you're making a proper buy, because currently right now we have 789 homes on the market. Very low. That's existing inventory. Very low. 58 townhomes and 17 patio homes and 26 condos. Very short inventory. And so people go, well, is it going to correct? I said, yes, in the fall it will. Our price is going to take a big drop? No, but we're just going to get some more inventory. You're going to see people pricing more aggressively who got laid off and need to get the equity out of their house and can't mess around. And that is something you have to be ready as the radio listener to take advantage of. I talked about this before. The homes, people wanting more acreage, more demand. Downtown condos taking a hit. We're helping radio listener Clara right now. We sold her place on Capitol Hill in Manitou, and we're helping her buy up in Black Forest on East Coachman. And whoa, what a deal. 5 acres, two-story house, unfinished basement, $580. Everything around there sells for $725. If nothing else you take from the show, I want you to remember those numbers. Buy low. Be the lowest in the neighborhood or be the middle guy. You do not want to be on the high end. All right. Something else as far as real estate goes, it's going to take a hit, is commercial office space. Boy, that's going to, if I owned commercial office space, I'd be shaking in my boots. I'd be trying to get rid of it as fast as I can, because people are going to continue to work from home. They're going to work less, and the Springs is going to grow more because it's a beautiful place to live, and people aren't going to have to rely on going into brick and mortar office space. And they're going to do more Zoom. They're going to do more virtual, and that leads to less office space being rented, which is very tough for those commercial owners. If you own commercial real estate, you're listening to this, you need to call me. We need to sell your property and 1031 exchange you into some multifamily. You need to get out of commercial office space right now. You want to argue with me on that? That's fine. You can call me at 232-1063 and I can show you the facts. Okay? So we talk about buying right. What else does that lead to? I gave you a synopsis as how the post coronavirus is going to look, but now we need to talk about a little bit more the process. Okay. The big thing that I look at is new infrastructure. What's going on? What can we get ahead of and get into neighborhoods that are going to have a lot of growth, infrastructure, and appreciating assets around them? Okay. So we look at developments, the airport, power's extending all the way south. That will happen. The whole power strip is going to extend all the way down past Platt, and it's going to come all the way down to the airport, and then eventually it's going to get down to Lorson Ranch, and that whole strip is going to be developed. That's why I've sold some homes over in Painted Sky, because I said this is a great neighborhood, it's a sleeper neighborhood, and things are going to develop all the way down. All the way down that stretch, it's going to extend. And look at what Amazon's doing at the airport. Look about what we talked about with the senator, how they're going to be developing that airport park. And it's not just that, right? You have Black Forest, we're helping Clarabi. You have the stuff going on in Northgate. And if we dip into these pockets and we can see that we're going to get solid appreciation because we've done the groundwork, that's key. And there are some other areas. I can't go into all of them. I've invested in a lot of them. I have my portfolio is very diverse through Colorado Springs. And if you want to know if you're making the right decision or if you should sell or you should buy in a neighborhood, call me. I'll have the conversation with you. My number is 232-1063. You're listening to Justin Hermes right now. And we're talking real estate, folks. Buying right. That's the important thing, okay? So other things to consider, you know, corona or not, these things need to be accounted for, and that is neighborhoods with good track records. Huge, huge. Now, I don't sell a lot of new builds, but lately I've done a few out in Sterling Ranch. Okay, Sterling Ranch is a phenomenal new build. Classic Homes built them. They're off Woodman and Powers, and I own a home right over there in Forest Meadows. Those are good new build investments. Very rare do I find stuff like that that I feel confident in, but I feel good about that investment for sure. But that's an anomaly. Most of the time, I like helping my investors invest in neighborhoods that have solid track records, that are proven success. Over the last 20 years, you can see where the neighborhood's going. It's well kept. The houses are in good condition. The resale values are strong. The rentability is fantastic. And that's what I look at. You got to have track records. You're not going out buying penny stocks, folks. You should be buying the blue chips, right? The Boeings, the United Airlines, the companies with proven track records. And that's what you have to do with real estate. It all correlates. It all correlates. Okay? The other thing, too, I love about these established neighborhoods, they didn't pack you in like sardines like they do now. 5-foot setbacks, and you are jammed in. Back in the day, they gave you more elbow room. And that is very important with resale. And you are getting that in the more established neighborhoods. You are getting a bigger lot. So think about that as well. If you don't know where Sterling Ranch is and you want to get a piece of the pie up there, I can certainly explain that to you. You just shoot me a text at 232-1063, okay? And then we go back to what I was talking about before, the intro to the show, is buying middle to low. Low to middle, middle, low. Don't care how you say it. It needs to be done. So it's just hilarious when I talk to some people and they go, I got the most expensive home on the block. Justin, this is a former model home. I mean, my neighbors just think I got the coolest place in town. You know what? You're not smart. Or you had a real estate agent who poorly advised you. Because you should never be the most expensive home on the block. I've never helped a client buy a home that is the most expensive on the block. Ever. Because I care too much about the investment. And so you need to have the high values holding you up. You need to be at 400. And the $500,000 home is holding your values up. It's going to help you appreciate. If you're on the bottom, you're going to get more appreciation. Okay? Middle to low, middle to low. We got to hammer that in so you, the radio listener, can get that solid appreciation. Okay? So don't keep up with the Joneses. Make a good investment. It goes way further. After all, at the end of the day, yes, you want your home to be nice. You want to enjoy your family, your lifestyle. It's just a house, though. It's your largest investment. Look at it that way rather than, you know, we want the biggest, baddest, you know, coolest house on the block. And you got to be mature when you're looking at investing in real estate, okay? I'll do some examples for you right now. We're doing one down on President. Yes, it's a foreclosure. Very established neighborhood, helping Ryan Morris buy this. And local firefighter, thank you, Ryan, for your service. And you're buying at $265,000. And the homes go as high as $350,000 in the neighborhood. Winner. Winner all day long. Good to go on that one. Coachman, talked about it with Clara. We're getting in on $589,000, and all the sales comps are around $750,000. Boom. Winner. The proof's in the pudding. Look at the numbers, folks. If you're not having this conversation with your real estate agent, you need to fire them.
You're out of here, man.
You need to fire your real estate agent. If they're just listening to you talk about granite, stainless steel, we want hardwood, they need to be sitting down, looking you in the eye, and going, you're going to get a good investment, and you're going to make money. That's what I tell my clients. I don't care about the floor plan. I don't care about the finishes. You can't change the location, and you can't change what you bought a property for. That is the most important thing. You make your money on the buy. Your real estate agent should be coaching you on that. If they're not, fire them. It's that simple. You're hiring a friend, fire them. Okay? My financial advisor is not my friend, but he's good. And that's what matters. Should be the same thing in real estate. My number is 232-1063. I'm passionate about these items, and we are getting people in the door with huge equity, 30, 40 grand, long-term appreciation, rental numbers that are solid. And if you're not doing that, I feel very sad for you because you're missing the boat. Call me. I touch on this a tiny bit, the rentability. We're going to go over that, okay? Let's save that for the next segment here because I need a water break. Adam Sandler, right? Have you seen Waterboy? Gatorade's better than water. Water's better than Gatorade. H2O. That's right. Okay, I got to get some of that because I'm getting a little lightheaded. And we're going to come back for the third segment. Listen to these great show sponsors. Give them a call because they're fantastic and they make the show happen. You're listening to Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities. Stick around. We're heading into the third segment.
Love lost, such a cost. Give me things that don't get lost. Like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
Old man, take a look at my life. I'm alive.
All right. We're heading into the third segment. Patrick's making fun of me during the break, but you know what? That's okay. We talked about constructive criticism. I need it. And that's what we're talking about in a lot of this real estate, is looking at your real estate portfolio in a constructive manner and saying, how do I make the right moves from here forward? Have I screwed up in the past? Have I made the wrong purchase? You can't look back. Let's fix it now. Call me. We're going to get you started on the journey of success in the real estate market. 719-232-1063. Give me a ring. You're listening to Justin Hermes. And before we took the break, we're talking about rentability. That's right. The rentability numbers have to be there as well. So if you make a purchase and we see values go down, God forbid they go down a little bit, you have a backup plan. And it's not a VRBO backup plan. It's not a short-term rental backup plan because I told you, you cannot use those numbers. The government's coming in. Anytime government gets involved, they screw it up. And that's what they're doing with the short-term rentals. They did it last week on the decision where they voted for being restrictive with ADUs, telling you what you can do with your house. Stay away from that stuff. Look at the long-term rentability. Make sure that you can cash flow your house. And then you have the option to keep it as well. And if your mortgage payment's $1,500, we can rent it for $1,800. Boom, you're making passive income. Now you're in the game. Now you're playing and you're off the sideline. Also, this goes into buying right. Who owns the land around you? You got to make sure you know who owns the land around you. What's the zoning? Is it commercial? Is it mixed use? Is it R4? Can you have a fourplex right beside you? You have to know these things, and I know it. I sit at the closing tables where some buyers go, we don't know. Oh, this was zoned R4? Oh, wow, we didn't know. Oh, it backs to commercial. We didn't know, and my heart breaks for them. I'm not representing them, so I don't feel bad. I wouldn't put someone in that scenario, but my heart breaks. They didn't get the education and the forethought to know what they're buying and what's surrounding them because it's location, location, location. And if you got stuff going around you that's going to hurt your asset, it's over. They build an industrial park behind you, you're toast. It's over. Your value is gone. You have to make sure you don't make one of those bad decisions. Also, backing to a busy street, that can hurt your value. You back to 115? You back to I-25 or Martin Luther King Bypass, like Spring Creek Traditional? Some of those homes? You cannot buy there. You're not buying right. Okay, let's look at some other factors. How about flood zones? We look at Cheyenne Creek, great area, the canyon, excuse me. But it's in flood zones. Now, you know what? Is it going to flood and your house going to float down the river? No. But you're paying about $2,000 extra a year for flood insurance. So make sure you're aware of those things. And also, just do your due diligence. Talk to your insurance agent, too. See what your insurance is costing you there. See what the taxes are. Like Lorson Ranch, they're 3 times the amount that you would pay in Colorado Springs because they're paying for that infrastructure. Okay? We're going to talk a little bit, some tips here on hidden equity now. This goes into also buying right. Look for value adds. I love value add situations. I love beat up houses. When I walk in a beat up house, I go, ding, 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 ding. This could be a winner because we've got the competition, a lot of them on the sideline. 80% go, no thanks, it needs carpet and paint. We're not going to do that. And you know what? More for us. So beat up houses can be real winners. Scares away the competition. Here's another thing. I loved unfinished basements. We're doing this purchase with Clara right now in Black Forest. Unfinished basement. I'm like, Clara, oh my gosh, you got the sewer already roughed in, water. It's a winner. You add a basement in here, boom, $60,000. It'll cost you $20,000 to do it. Basement finishes are huge value adds. Huge value adds. Just make sure you permit the basement, and then you put a bed and a bathroom down there. Don't be a bozo and put a big rec room and a movie theater because that doesn't add value. You have to add a bed and bathroom. Okay? Look at the zoning. This goes back to what I was talking about before, but the flip side. Is it zoned R2? Is it zoned R3? Is it zoned R4? Why does that matter, Justin? We may not even want to build a cottage on the back. Well, when you sell it, someone might want to do that. And when Colorado Springs becomes more packed and there's no places to live, you may have a second thought on putting up a cottage in your backyard and collecting $2,000 passive income a month. Know the zoning of your property, okay? Know how you can build onto it. Know the setbacks. Claire's going to add a pole barn with upper living. Winner. She's doing it right. She's doing it right. And I'll tell you right now, and I've told her this, she didn't buy that house with me in Manitou, and it did not go well. We got her out of it, and we're buying in Black Forest, but that is how important it is to make sure you're making a smart buy, and we're doing that now. Okay? The ability to add a bath. I was talking with Barry Helton the other day. We're talking about a remodel on a house on Tijuana, and he goes, Justin, should I add a bath? It's a 3-1 now. And Barry, great question. Yes. If it costs you $5,000 to $10,000, you're going to get $25,000 back on your money if it is a master adjoining bath and we have a full bath then. Don't do the powder. Go the whole 9 yards, the 10 yards, 100 yards, or however that phrase is. But add 2 functioning shower areas. You know, really, you need to have the full bath, in my opinion, for resale because if people have kids, they want the tub and then make the master a 3-quarter shower. Noah's doing that, Klingon. We sold him a house, and he's going to add in a master bath, and the value is going to skyrocket. It's a huge ticket item for homebuyers. They want their own bath because they don't want to share with the kiddos. Ability to add a garage, right? Look at the alley access. Do you have alley access? Is a possibility to, you know, add a 2-car garage on a property that has no garage at the moment. We live in Colorado Springs. People love mountain views, so if you can get a house with a view, boy, I have a sliver of one on Logan there, North Logan, right by Memorial Hospital. But I tell you what, there's a little bit, and that does add value. Okay, look at your neighbor's backyard. Is your neighbor's backyard crummy? Is it beat up? You don't sit there and whine about it. You plant some evergreens, and you build a tall fence. Because evergreens stay during the winter. And what happens when you go to sell? All of a sudden, you have these beautiful evergreens, and you know what the buyer says? Man, this is a really private backyard. This is nice. They can't see over the fence into the neighbor's backyard with trailers and RVs and beat-up cars and pit bulls. They can't see that because you have protected your asset. A lot of tricks here, folks, to doing this, okay? Carpet and paint, huge difference. Do it. Do it. If you're going to list your house and you got beat up carpet and paint, do it. It goes a long, long way, okay? So we start talking about the big takeaways here. Justin, what should I really focus on if I'm trying to buy right? Location, location, location. You can't change it. You cannot change the location. And you have to make sure you're buying an area that is set up for long-term appreciation and solid rentability. And that's what I help you do. The floor plan to an extent is a big deal. If it can't be worked with, you got a crummy floor plan, you can't build on, you can't modify. I've been in some homes like that. You got to stay away. It can't be changed. Okay, that was number two. So we got location, floor plan. Then we go into the buy. Middle to low. Middle to low is what you got to buy on. You cannot be the big dog on the street. Make sure you're getting in on the low end to protect your asset. Rentability. Know your rental numbers. No matter what you do, know your rental numbers. And the last thing I'll leave you with is know the areas, know the hot areas, and that's what I've become an expert in. I'm not here to brag to you, but I'm going to say I bought a house, two houses in, from the stadium going in downtown on Sawatch Street, and we bought it 2 weeks before they announced the soccer stadium. Some favor of God in there, of course, but that value went up $100,000 since they made that announcement. But it was the due diligence of knowing this could be one of, they had three locations spotted, and this could be one of them that the stadium goes into. I want to do some magic like that for you, the radio listener, and enable you to make $100,000 in equity overnight. This is Justin Hermes, RE/MAX Properties, Colorado Springs native, making you a winner in the real estate market here in Colorado Springs. Questions on today's show, feel free to give me a call, 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. Remember, this is all fun. House is money, creating financial freedom. I love it. But use the gifts God has given you and make the world a better place. If you see a police officer at the coffee shop, buy him a coffee because they got a tough go of it right now. Get behind them. Let them know we respect you and we appreciate you keeping us protected here in the beautiful city of Colorado Springs. Thanks for joining me. Have a great Sunday.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.